D.C. Public Schools Chancellor Michelle Rhee is a polarizing figure. You know, in the District of Columbia, people either love her or they hate her for the way she's tackling education reform, which in D.C. ranks as one of the nation's worst school systems. In a new documentary called Waiting for Superman, Michelle Rhee has this to say about D.C. public schools.
You wake up every morning and you know that kids are getting a really crappy education right now.
So you think that most of the kids here are getting a crappy education right now?
Oh, I don't think they are. I know they are.
Well, on Friday, Michelle Rhee announced she has fired 241 D.C. school teachers, 165 of them, for poor school performance. Talk about drastic. Joining us now to talk about the move is Kavitha Cardoza. She's senior reporter for WAMU in Washington, D.C. Good morning, Kavitha.
Good morning, Todd.
Well, firing 241 teachers is certainly controversial. You're going to get national headlines. Moves like this have made Michelle Rhee the national face of education reform.
It has, and what's an even more interesting statistic, Todd, is that more than 700 educators have been put on notice, which means their salaries have been frozen, and if they don't improve by the end of the next academic year, they're going to be fired as well.
That sounds like a purge of the D.C. public school system. If you fire 241 in one swipe and 700 in another swipe, who teaches the kids?
Well, what Michelle Rhee says is that when she came 3 years ago, 8% of eighth graders were on grade level for math. And yet, if you looked at the evaluations, more than 98% of teachers had great evaluations. So she said that's a faulty system where how can kids be, you know, not be learning and yet adults say they're doing a great job. So she says this is one way to correct that system.
Well, almost every time Michelle Rhee makes a move in the district, there's strong public reaction. What has been the reaction to this latest announcement of 165 teachers fired for cause for underperforming?
Well, as you can imagine, a lot of people are up in arms, from parents, union members, community advocates. What the union says is that they did a survey, and 90% of respondents said that they didn't have enough training in the new system. And the union had asked that this be a pilot program the first year, so everyone could kind of, you know, they could iron out the kinks and everyone could figure out what this system is, because it's a new system.
Well, I have to ask about the elections. All across the District of Columbia now, some lawns say Vincent Gray, some lawns say Adrian Fenty, the incumbent mayor. There's an election on. How does Michelle Rhee and her policies, how does it play into the mayoral race?
She's bang in the middle of it. There was a Washington Post cartoon, Todd, which showed a car, you know, driving, and the person inside the car tells his companion, oh, the mayoral race is heating up, and yard signs on either side say Rhee, no Rhee.
Instead of Vincent or Fenty.
Fenty, absolutely.
So she's become one of the biggest issues in a race that's not even about her.
She absolutely has. And a lot of people don't like her. They don't like her style. They don't like what she's doing. But they kind of like the results. And for a district that she used to say that D.C. was even behind Puerto Rico when it came to test scores, I think a lot of people are happy that someone is taking this on.
Well, Michelle Rhee is getting results in firing teachers. It remains to be seen if Michelle Rhee is going to get results in improved test scores and better education for kids in the District of Columbia. Kavitha Cardoza, senior reporter for WAMU, thanks for bringing us up to speed.
Thank you for inviting me.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.